no exceptions. Paul had a vision. It was the kind of vision that made him want to act. He saw a man from Macedonia. The man was pleading with Paul to come and help. Macedonia. That's a place with significant history relating to Greece. Philip of Macedon and his son Alexander the Great were great military leaders. 300 years before Paul, Alexander the Great left Macedonia to conquer with military force lands, new lands, including Greece. The vision Paul had brought him back to that place, bringing peace. Jesus doesn't come to conquer by military might. Jesus comes in peace with good news. Paul was going to Macedonia to bring the good news of Jesus in peace. Paul was like the anti-Alexander. Paul woke up and said it was time to head to Macedonia. After traveling through Troas, Samothrace, and Neapolis, they came to Philippi, named for Philip, Alexander the Great's father. There they encountered Lydia, a worshiper of God. Lydia was amazing. She loved God. She ran a business. She appreciated purple. She listened eagerly. Oh, we would all do that. She was the head of a household. She offered hospitality to strangers. She was persistent. She heard and believed. And I think that after she and her household were baptized, they started telling people about what they'd experienced. Women, men, children, everyone started hearing about Jesus because of this extraordinary woman. God's love and welcome to those who are usually on the margins is evident in today's reading. It seems that no one told Lydia that running a business and a household was men's work. It seems that no one told Lydia that men are the ones who get all the recognition and the leadership when it comes to following Jesus. The early Christians were continuing to learn that God's neighborhood everywhere is for all. And Christianity has largely forgotten that. Lydia built a successful business, and she was hospitable to people and offered what she had. The small faith community of women where Lydia offered this hospitality themselves lived on the margins of Phrygia within the occupied territory. Many of them had fled persecution and danger to be there. You know, many of us watching or in the pews, however you're gathered, don't know the experience of fleeing for our children's safety. But we know it is a reality. From Central America, Syria, Afghanistan, South Sudan, Myanmar, Democratic Republic of Congo, Palestine, Ukraine, and Somalia, women and children are fleeing death threats. We now have the most refugees globally since World War II. And the U.S. isn't full. The hospitals aren't full. The only border crisis is one manufactured by those who wish to use it to gain power. The most common excuse to discriminate against those who are undocumented is to say that they're here illegally. Other excuses include calling any immigrant with a brown skin color a drug dealer, a rapist, or a terrorist. Is it necessary to demonize? No. It's harmful. What is necessary? It's necessary to care. One way, follow the example of Lydia, a worshiper, head of household, business operator. She reached out with hospitality to strangers. She ran a business. She was generous. She listened eagerly for God's leading. I think she followed Jesus' call to love God and one another with the same passion that she worshiped God even before hearing about Jesus. Lydia is an inspiration. A very short song written in the 1950s by a young child who grew up to be the artist Larry Norman provides the very beginning for this song, inspired by Lydia. and you get to hear it perfectly done with all the mistakes. To folks that you don't know, you work with the rich folk and poor folk too. Oh, Lydia, oh, I love you. You love to worship, listen eagerly, I know. Your home in Philippi is by and by the girl. Oh, 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 Lydia, oh, I love you so. Give hospitality to folks that you don't know. You work with the rich folk and poor folk too. Oh, Lydia, how I love you. You don't let society's rules become a bother. You live those important tools of God and one another. Oh, Lydia, I love you so. Give hospitality to folks that you don't know. You work with the rich folk and poor folk too. Oh, Lydia, you're the one I look up to. Oh, Lydia, I love you so. Give hospitality to folks that you don't know. You work with the rich folk and poor folk too. Oh, Lydia, how I love you. Oh, Lydia, how I love you. Oh, the example of Lydia, a worshiper, mother, businesswoman. It calls us to do better. She reached out with hospitality to strangers. She ran the business. She was generous. She listened eagerly for God's leading. I think she followed Jesus' call to love God and one another with the same passion that she worshiped God before even hearing of Jesus. She didn't let different status, ideas, dreams, any of the things folks used to divide to keep her from being a person of kindness, generosity, and love. Lydia's examples call us to do better. A caring community of Christ. A people of prayer and action. A beacon of hope, justice, and peace. We are together. Amen.